With the review today, James Churchfield at breakfast. BBC Radio Cornwall. Time to get your dancing shoes on, because a special DJ workshop's taking place at the Penryn campus at Falmouth University. Youngsters from the Deaf Academy have been learning DJing skills thanks to special equipment which allows them to feel the music beats. It's really clever stuff, this. We sent our oldest clubber in town, Matt Shepherd, along to find out more.
It could be a nightclub on a Saturday night here in Cornwall, but actually it's a weekday afternoon, and a very special one too, here at the Falmouth campus of Exeter University.
My name is Matthew Taylor, and known as MT Geezer, and I'm from South East London. Deaf Rave is basically about bringing deaf people out of isolation and bringing them to a place where they can socialise, along with music and performances run by deaf people.
Hello, my name is Troy Lee, and I'm the founder of Deaf Rave. By chance, the Vibration Backpack came along, and it was originally designed for gaming. I come up with an idea with the perfect remedy and solution that we use the Vibration Backpack for music, and that has been a major game changer.
Oh, my name is Joe Sile. I'm 18 years old. I've just been going through with the beats and all that, and trying to like change the music, try and go with the flow, make every single night. Make myself and the deaf people to feel what they feel like. It's just been really, it's very impressive that it's my first time doing DJ for a long time, so it's better than I expected, really.
As the new DJs continue to work on their DJing skills, upstairs a very special dance floor is already filling up.
Hello, my name's Freya Pretty, and I'm a creative events management student at Falmouth University.
We're listening to music, and we have got people lying on the dance floor, and there's a reason behind that.
That will be because it's a haptic dance floor and they are feeling the vibrations from the music. It's kind of a more inclusive kind of dance floor that would benefit people in the deaf community or with other disabilities, and enable them to feel and enjoy the music in a completely different way.
Hi, my name's Adrian Bossy, and I am Head of Business and Experience Design here at Falmouth University. It's a fantastic opportunity to bring the academy down and to involve them in our research, which is about using haptic technology in either haptic floors or haptic jackets to increase accessibility for people who are deaf or disabled to live music events.
Just in layman's terms then, what is haptic?
So haptic relates to the sense of feel and touch. So normally, if we go to a gig, we use our sense of our oral capabilities and also our sense of sight. So it's all about sound and vision. But if you are deaf or have a hearing impairment, you obviously can't necessarily hear all of the music. Lots of deaf people still want to go to live music shows, and they quite often like music which is either loud or bassy, because they can feel some of that. The haptic technology, the wearable technology, and also the BeatBlox haptic floor that we're using just enables them to feel the music as well. So yeah, it's been super exciting, brilliant to see people engaging with the music. We've also had student performers from Falmouth University. Our visitors from the Deaf Academy are able to engage with the haptic floor while watching student performers, which I think is super cool.
It's so clever, isn't it? Adrian Bossy there, Head of Business and Experience Design at Falmouth University. Ending that report from Matt Shepherd, and great to hear from the youngsters as well from the Deaf Academy starting their DJing journey.